Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week. I'm your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? Welcome to November. Wyclef Jean is back, as we all hoped, and thank goodness for that, as this year could not go another day without Wyclef gracing our eardrums. A very interesting week this week in Maryland hockey. We'll talk about that, the games or lack thereof. We'll also talk about the opening of the MSHL season. The CBHL opened up. The Mites Beach Bash happened and a community cork board. But we'll start off with the Maryland Black Bears, who were scheduled to play this weekend in Danbury. It was supposed to be a Friday afternoon and a Saturday night. Then it became a Friday late afternoon, Saturday afternoon. And then it was outright canceled. The Eastern Division had only one series of games playing, as the Johnstown, New Jersey series also got postponed. I should have said canceled. Postponed is the better word for that. No official reason was given. The statement from the junior hat tricks was that for the safety of both teams, nothing, no games be had for right now. The tri-state area, that is New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, have had a little bit more, I guess, stringent policies in place with who can enter and who can not enter and what needs to be done to enter the tri-state area. Don't know if that has any cause to it. There was really no official cause to the postponement, but here we are. The Black Bears had a week off, and it was weird. It was a weird situation because the game was pushed back, and then next thing you know, once I woke up for that game to catch a little bit of it live, I just saw it was postponed. So we will see. No makeup date has been announced as of yet, as far as I've seen. I know the Johnstown, New Jersey one has had their schedule figured out, I'm sure, with policies and such. We will see how this all goes. But no Black Bears game this week. They travel to Maine for Friday and Saturday. They will be up there in the Ascotian Bank Arena, or Centre. I can't remember which it is. Remember last year in their only trip to Maine, they took three straight against the Nordiques. So we'll see if that good fortune against the Nordiques can go ahead and keep going. The Nordiques are looking good. They split this weekend against Northeast, but the Isaiah Fox is one of their top guys there. So we will have to see if he, how much of a factor he plays and how Maryland can try and shut him down going forward. We will have to see what the Black Bears do just in general, and how this week will go ahead and prepare them for against the top-seeded Nordiques. A little housekeeping note for the roster, as it was noted on the NAHL transaction page, Eddie Evaldi has been released by the Maryland Black Bears, first year forward. Numbers game, and things happen. So he is no longer with the Black Bears, leaving a spot open. We'll see how Coach Clint Millamuck fills that spot there. Team Maryland, of course, also was off this week. They will play on Monday the 9th. So next time we talk to you, we will have a result from Team Maryland. They will take on the Little Flyers. It'll be about almost 2 weeks, I think, I want to say, of a layoff for the Team Maryland, which, considering they had a big stretch of games there, could be a good thing. Just get a little rest and relaxation before getting back out there. We'll see how this affects them as well and what Josh Fusco can do with this team. Try to, a little bit of a slide, probably the best time for a break after going, pointless in three games. No, one point in three games, because they lost in overtime to the Little Flyers, then lost outright to the Little Flyers in the 87. So maybe a nice little reset for them, even though they're 6-3-1. Just a nice little reset in the start of the season, and we will move onward and upward from there. One league that was up and at them was the MSHL, the Maryland Students Hockey League, got things underway after a little bit of interesting situations. Obviously, some rule changes. It was announced that in the Southern and Montgomery divisions conferences, they will be body contact only. No body checking there as of right now. If a body contact team plays a body check team, regardless of where they're at, the game will be played under body contact rules. Of course, this is with COVID going on, you don't want to have unnecessary body contact. So incidental contact will be the rule of the day for that. And we'll see how things move onward from there. There are supposed to be two games on Friday afternoon, but only one got off as Glen Elg had to postpone their games due to a positive test. They were supposed to take on River Hill. They're supposed to take them on, and then they're supposed to take on them on Friday. And this coming Thursday, they're supposed to take on Marriott's Ridge. But those games have been postponed for now. Marriott's Ridge, however, was in action against Mount Hebron. They got things going. And thanks to a 5-goal second period for Marriott's Ridge, they went ahead and won 8-4 over Hebron. Hebron gets 3 in the third, though, trying to make a comeback late. But the 7-goal deficit going into the third, a little bit too much for Mount Hebron. And Mount Hebron looks like they only had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 skaters overall. Not too great. That's not great, but hey, it is what it is. Marriott's Ridge was led by Ben Watson, hat trick and 2 assists. Carrot Smith had 2 goals. Alex Klingerman with 2 assists in the game. And their goaltending, Spencer Daniels, wears number 7. It's a weird number for a goalie. 14 saves in the winning effort. Nick Chalk for Hebron made 20 saves. He's number 22. It's an even weirder number. Goaltenders are getting weird numbers now. And I don't like it. I don't like this change that's going on. But Ethan Friedman for Hebron got 3 assists. Laura McMenamin had an assist or had a goal. Benjamin Gordon had a goal Mount Hebron, but it was not enough for that. MSHL gets going again. The West Virginia Washington County game got canceled, but we got scheduled games Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all in, it looks like, the Howard County division, and then in the Southern division where Walt Whitman is. We'll see how that goes. So things are going right now. Things are happening with the MSHL, the MSPHL, the prep schools. Not much known about that, in all honesty. The Mid-Atlantic, sorry, not the Midway, whatever. But there's not much known that I've seen, but I also haven't been keeping up either, so that's probably on me as well. So we will see what happens of that. Capital Beltway Hockey League, sorry, Chesapeake Bay Hockey League, the CBHL, opened their weekend across the board. It seems like everything got off without a hitch. Haven't heard anything otherwise to the contrary on that. So good on them for being able to get all their divisions up and running. So that's good. In conference play, you're going to have to, deal with that for the grand scheme of things for right now, and move onward and upward from there. I don't know how teams in Anne Arundel County, like Navy, like the Junior Black Bears, will be able to play or where they're going to be able to play. But we will, because there's Virginia teams. Does Virginia teams count as a foreign? I'm not entirely sure. In any case, that's the CBHL. Shout out to them for getting things underway as well in a smart, responsible way. Same with the MSHL. And good for Glen Elk with their positive case and making sure things were canceled for everybody and not just trying to hide it or trying to just stow that one player away and then hope for the best. So there's that. In general, for the little, and who knows, with all these cases, we might have to talk about this a little more. So I might have to sharpen up my skills for the even youther. I think that's not a word. What am I talking about? The Might Beach Bash has taken place. The fall area has been done for the Ocean City area. Took place this weekend as I don't know who was the main event. Hagerstown Black got into the end of it. They took on Piedmont or whoever the Warriors was. Oh, no, the Peninsula Prowl. I don't see who and the Hampton Road Warriors. There it is. Maybe if I looked down the schedule, that would help. So that happened. No results on their Facebook page, which I kind of seem that's kind of weird. But, it looks like for the championship schedule, the winner of the Prowl and the Warriors took on Hagerstown Black in the main event. Potomac and Hagerstown Red went second. Piedmont and Bowie went third. So Congrats to all those teams who made it to Championship Sunday. The Carousel Ice Arena inside the Carousel Hotel is a heck of a thing, and I'm glad they make utilization of it for hockey still after all these years. When I remember when we started that thing up as a camp with the Mattingly Hockey back in 1998 for summer clinics. That was a wild time. The stories that can be told there that we should not tell. So you can just imagine that. But Might Beach Bash goes underway, and hopefully if I can find a result here. And maybe let's do some digging right now, shall we? And look at that. The Hagerstown Black 8U team, they went ahead, took home the championship trophy. Big shout out to them for the championship and getting out on the ice and doing it again, safe way. Way to go, team there. Hagerstown's starting up a nice little area for themselves. Their 16U team starting strong. Both of them, the UA and the LA areas, 14U doing some things, 12U doing well. I mean, the Hagerstown, a team that, or an area that kind of underutilized, not really known for hockey, building up a good program out there. So shout out to those Western Maryland boys getting things, boys and girls getting things done in Hagerstown. Some community cork board things before we get out of here. 3-on-3 at the Ice Gardens and Whitey's Pond there in between the Reznor Rink and the back Logston Rink. 3-on-3 signups going on right now. Go to statmonster.com and you guys can get in on that. If you got a 3-on-3 team, you've got a couple people just want to get out. If you're just sick and tired of being at home and just looking at your skates and be like, well, I could do something with that. That's going on. So go to tgih.statmonsters.com for league information, rules, safety protocol, get your teams registered, all that fun stuff you can enjoy there at the Gardens Ice House in Laurel, Maryland. Outdoors, everybody ready to go. Get it on, ladies and gentlemen. And that's it. That's really the community cork board. It's a short podcast just because, again, the two games, the two Black Bears games being done, Team Maryland on a little hiatus. Tried to fit as much as we could. Maybe we'll make it up to you in interview form, but this is a little short little bite. So you guys have a nice little time. So that's it. That's all. ClutchandCrabHockey.com for the... Oh, we should talk about the UCHC just a little bit. Nothing has been determined in terms of the UCHC. There were two Division III conferences that closed up in the past month. The state of the Sunny AC, the State Universities of New York Athletic Conference, shut up shop for the winter, as did the Northeastern Sports Conference. NESCAC, the NESCAC. They shut up shop for the winter as well. Nothing on the UCHC though was pointed out by JP. JP listens to the show or at least follows the Twitter at Chesapeake HW Pod. Said Utica College, who is in the UCHC, already has two games scheduled with Adrian College already in Utica. So who knows what the New York State Commission is going to do with athletics for hockey? But it is a nice sign to see New York opening up. UCHC goes contingency in New York, Jersey, Pennsylvania, and of course Maryland, where Stevenson University lies. We will see how that all pans out the vision, but nothing as of yet. Stay tuned to ClutchandCrabHockey.com, Twitter.com/ Chesapeake HW Pod, Facebook.com/ Chesapeake HW Pod for any kind of thing. So those are the plugs. I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been the Chesapeake Hockey Week on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, powered by Podbean. And you can get all these episodes on Spotify, on Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe Google Podcasts, depends if they update or not, or wherever else you get your podcasts, you can download it from there. And yeah, thank you guys for listening. Hope you are well. Stay safe out there. Get that Clutch and Crab Hockey, dear hon. See you next week. Peace.